Now, I said at the beginning of this focus on Iberian and Castilian Spanish that we'd be looking at some things unique to the Spanish that's spoken in Spain. One of these things, one of these elements, is that in Spain, there is actually another word for you that we haven't learnt so far. What is the formal word for you when you're speaking to one person in Spanish?
Usted. Usted.
And what is the word for you that is used when you're talking to more than one person?
Ustedes. Ustedes.
Now, these two words are very similar, and it's for a reason. In Spain, the first one is a polite way of talking to one person, and the second is a polite way to talk to more than one person. It makes sense, and it's very similar to what we've learnt so far. What is the informal word for you in Spanish?
Tú. Tú.
This word is for talking to someone you know well, someone you're familiar with, close family or friends. Now, in Latin America, you can use ustedes for both talking to a group of people you know very well and also for a group of people you are being polite to. However, in Spain, that's not the case. In Spain, you will only use ustedes when you are talking to a group of people you would be rather formal with, so it's polite. So in Spain, there is yet another word for you that you will use when you are talking to a group of people whom you are familiar with, so perhaps a group of friends or several members of your family. Now, in Latin America, this problem doesn't exist, this extra you doesn't exist, because ustedes can be used for any group of people, whether you know them or don't know them very well, whether you are familiar with them or formal with them usually. But in Spain, there is a distinction. And so we're going to look at how to use this other word for you when you're in Spain. What was I can in Spanish?
Puedo. Puedo.
And what was we can?
Podemos. Podemos.
Now, if you know how to say we can in Spanish, then you also know how to use the other type of you that exists in Spanish that isn't used in Latin America. Again, what is we can?
Podemos. Podemos.
You can, when you're talking to more than one person in Spain who you are familiar with, is
podéis. Podéis.
So it's actually very similar to we can. Again, what was we can?
Podemos. Podemos.
To use this new form of you can, you will simply replace the mos at the end of podemos with an is sound, which will give you
podéis. Podéis.
So again, that's the same sound as we can, which, what was that? What was we can?
Podemos. Podemos.
But we're replacing that mos at the end with an is, spelt is and pronounced with a slight hissing sound, an is. So, getting rid of the mos from the end of podemos, how do you say you can, more than one of you, and you're familiar with those people? How will you say that?
Podéis. Podéis.
What is I want in Spanish?
Quiero. Quiero.
And what is we want?
Queremos. Queremos.
Now again, you're going to get rid of that mos from the end and you're going to replace it with the is. So, for a group of people you're familiar with in Spain, how would you say you want?
Queréis. Queréis.
And again, what was we want?
Queremos. Queremos.
And a group of people you're familiar with in Spain want?
Queréis. Queréis.
What is I have to in Spanish?
Tengo que. Tengo que.
And we have to?
Tenemos que. Tenemos que.
Let's get rid of that mos on the end again, replacing it with an is sound. How would you say you, a group of people you're familiar with in Spain, have to?
Tenéis que. Tenéis que.
So, the key to using this you in Spanish for a group of people you're familiar with in Spain is going to the we form, so we can, we want, we have to, getting rid of that mos, and the real key to it is the is. And that's the main key to using this word for you. It's also worth knowing what the word for you actually is. Now, you found the you, familiar, a group of people in Spain form from going to we. And that also works for finding the word for you for a group of people you're familiar with in Spain. What is the word for we in Spanish for a male group or mixed group?
Nosotros. Nosotros.
Swap that N at the beginning for a V, and what do you have?
Vosotros. Vosotros.
Which is the word for you for a group of people in Spain that you're familiar with. What is the female word for that?
Vosotras. Vosotras.